Blog Talk Radio.
Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:9-10. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 4th, 2019, Friday, and it is time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great and enjoying this blessed day that the Lord has given us. We are so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Teddy from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here on Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so glad to be chatting with you again. Your host is so pumped up to be talking with you from Chatting from the Word. You know, this is the fourth day of the new year that the Lord have blessed us to see. We that are alive, we that are breathing, we that are able to just have our being today, this is a grand blessing from our Father. I think some of us, we take it for granted that your Father just has to allow this day to be. But you know what? He didn't have to do it, did he? He did it because of the love he has for you and for me. And I think some of us, we forget about all our benefits. Just like the song says, count your blessings instead of sheep. And when you count your blessings, you're going to find out that your blessings outweigh the bad things that's going on in your life today. I know many of us are going through some tough times. Life wouldn't be life without them. But through those tough times, we all need to learn something. Through those times that we're going through, that is at the moment seems so tough and so devastating, it's because we're not doing it set the Lord on our minds and our hearts. Just remember the reason why God allowing us to go through some tough times, that is to mold us and to make us and to keep us in Him and keep us our servitude, if I may use that terminology, to Him in humility. We are going through the toughest times in our lives. Those are the times that we need to learn the lesson of humility. And for some of us, it's hard for us to learn humility. It's hard for us to admit that we are wrong and we need to bow down to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I just said, Brother Oscar is so, I look as a blessing to be able to come on at 2 every day, Monday through Friday, to be able to chat with you from the Word of God, because I've said this many times and I will continue on saying that we need the help and the love of each other as Christians if we are going to make it to our heavenly home. I don't know about you, my friend, but I want to make it to heaven with my Lord one day. When this life is all over with, when I close my eyes in death, never to see this place that we call life anymore. Brother Oscar wants to, when Christ comes back, is to go on home with Him in the glory land way. And I hope that you feel the same. I hope you can see how gracious and how merciful our Lord really is, because He is so good. If you don't think you're not blessed, think about it. Jesus died for us before we was even thought of. Right there, my friend, it is a blessing within itself. All right? We have, like I said on yesterday, we're going to finish up on the lesson, the Christians and the political world. Part 3, we still coming from 1 Timothy 2:1-5. I want to mention this early before we get to the lesson. You all, go ahead and get your Bibles. You all do not have your Bibles, a copy of God's Word. Go get it so that you can read along with Brother Oscar when he gets to the lesson. So I'm saying it early so that you can have a chance to go get your copy of the Word of God. And if you want to contact me and talk with your host here on the program here, if you have any questions about the things that we've been chatting about, the things that we've been teaching on, you can always call me. The number is 657-383-0883. The number is 657-383-0883. Before we go to prayer, like I said on yesterday, Brother Oscar has changed up the format a little bit, and we're playing more music to uplift your spirit and to help you to live much more for the Lord. That is our goal. Chatting from the Word to help you to praise God even much more and to show you how gracious the Lord is so that you may be able to be the light of the world and show the world Christ in you. So we're going to play another song. selection for him. We're going to play a selection for you. Just hold for a second. Let Brother Oscar get his things together. And we're going to play a selection for you. And we hope that you enjoy. Here you go.
Thank you.
I am so glad he gave his life. I am so glad I know him. Don't you want to get to know the Lord, my friend, this afternoon? He died for you. And Christ wants you to be in his body, where you can be in the family of God. Isn't that something to really think about, my friend? To be a part of the body of Christ and to have salvation. That is the whole reason why Christ died on the cross, so that you and I may have that beautiful, beautiful chance at salvation. All right, it's our time for prayer. We call it time for prayer because at this time, we'll take requests for prayers. If you want, Brother Oscar, to pray for a request that you have, it is time to call it in at this time. We would pray for your request on the air, if that be your will, or you can put it in the comment section below the program if you want your prayer to be properly. That is fine, Brother Oscar. We'll pray for you. I don't mind doing that. And the number, if you want to call with your request for prayer, is 657-383-0883. The number, again, is 657-383-0883. It was the Apostle Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Father, we come, first of all, thanking you for allowing us to call on you. Thanking you, Father, for allowing us to recognize that you are our Father and we are your children. And Father, we know that you care so much for your children. Oh, Father, help us to trust in you. Regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of the storms that may be beating against us, regardless how strong that wind may be, Father, we pray that you help us to always, regardless of the situation, to trust in you and to recognize as long as we trust in you, things will be all right. Oh, Father, we come praying for our government at this time. We pray, Father, that they do the right thing and open the government back up, Father. Father, we hope that the president recognizes what he's doing is doing something against your will. So, Father, we pray that you open up his eyes and recognize that he's hurting people, not helping but hurting. So, Father, we pray that he does the right thing and open this, Mr. President, open the God wants you to open this government back up. Father, pray, and we pray for us, man. Well, Father, we want to pray for our listeners. Keep them in the safety of your arms. Allow them to recognize that regardless of what's going on, that you care for them and that you are going to be there for them regardless of the situation. Oh, Father, we pray that you help all of us at this time to know you, to recognize you, to love you, to be the example, to be the light of the world. Father, help us to show the world Christ in us. And Father, right now we come praying from chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to be always chatting about your Word. Help us to help each other to keep strong, Father. We come praying for the lesson that's on our minds and our hearts this afternoon. Father, we pray that we have an attentive audience out there that's ready to receive your word, to see what you are saying about what we're going through. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Again, as always, I want to thank you for praying with me. As we prayed, we hope that we have prayed for something that had been on your mind. We hope that that prayer may help you and to see that everything in Jesus' name will be all right. We also want to pray for the Wells family, for R.C. Wells. We pray that that family will keep their heads up high and recognize that Brother R.C. was in the Lord and it's nothing. Nothing to fret about or to worry about because he's on his way to the glory land. All right, you know, if you've been listening to Brother Austin for quite some time, you know we've been asking for sponsorship or someone to donate to our program here to sponsor us here at Chatty. On the Word. Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man. He has a strong desire to teach and to preach God's Word, to bring joy to those that need to have joy in their life at this time. And we want to ask you to help us to keep this program going. I know you may be saying, Brother Oscar, many programs like yours that's coming on. Yeah, and they don't even much ask for money. And that may be true. But we need shows like these to keep going and keep teaching and preaching the Word of God. And you must recognize most shows like mine are sponsored by either churches or individuals. So we're looking for a sponsor so that we can keep on chatting from the Word. If God's word is important to you, if you recognize that the world needs to hear Jesus Christ and Him crucified, we ask that you sponsor us. We don't ask for that much monthly, a dollar or two, five, ten, 15, 20, whatever your finances can bear. We ask that you find it in your heart to support us here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, you can do the same. For 2019, add us to your budget. Allow Brother Oscar to know. And once you do that, we will mention you on the air. If you do that, we will mention your name on the air that you're one of our sponsors here at Chatting from the Word. And of course, some things I've been wanting to mention. If you have a birthday coming up, Brother Oscar. Don't mind mentioning your birthday on the air. Just put it in the comment box, or you can contact me on my Facebook page. Inbox me if you have a birthday coming up, and we will mention your birthday on the air. But you need to let me know because I don't want nobody to get upset with Brother Oscar by mentioning their birthdays on the air. So let Brother Oscar know if you want him to mention your birthday on the air. And if there's any churches out there that have an announcement that you want Brother Oscar to announce on the air, get in contact with me. If you have an anniversary, get in contact with me. If you're having a special day at the gathering at your body of Christ, let Brother Oscar know so that he can announce it on the air so others may know what's going on in at your location. I believe, like I said, a program like this is a good thing because it helps us as members of the body of Christ to keep in contact with one another and know what others are doing in the body of Christ to bring souls to Him. Because that's important. That's important that we help others to find a way and to be in Jesus Christ. I need much here in the area of Miamisburg, Ohio, and Trotwood, Ohio, and Dayton, Ohio. We're trying to start a new work, and the weather is looking beautiful outside, and pretty soon we're going to be trying to find a beautiful place to worship. So if you live in the area, give me a call and let me know that you want to be part of this new work that Brother Oscar have a desire to begin. So contact your brother here. I'm not a booger bear. I'm not someone that you need to be fearful of, because if you really want to work with the Lord and bring souls to Christ, Brother Oscar is willing to work along with you. And as I keep on saying, if you want to contact me, I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. I'm there. I'm always on Facebook. And if you want to talk with me, you can do that. excuse me. Or if you want to email me, my email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or if you want to get in contact with me through my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. And leave me a line or two. But while you're there, order your book. I've authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want both books, they sell for $43. Now, many have visited my webpage, but they're not buying my books. I've sold several, sure. But if y'all want Brother Oscar to eat, come on now. You need to buy some books from me or support us here at Chatting from the Word so that we can keep on chatting about the Word of God. All right. We got all that out of the way. We want to play another selection for you. And right now I'm looking for it. What we wanted to play. We got it right here. All right. And we hope that you enjoy it. And Brother Oscar is going to try to pull it up for you and to play it for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir. The Acapella Company. Oh, we want to sit at the welcome table one of these days and sing praises to his matchless name. That's going to be a glorious day, my friend. I don't know about you. I can't wait for the Lord to come back and take us on home where we can sit at the welcome table and eat milk, drink milk and honey and sing glory, glory, glory. What about you, my friend? Velasquez is trying to bring some joy to your day. This is Friday, the last day of this week. Not the last day of the week, but the last day. I guess some people look at the working week. A Friday, we won't come back on until Monday. So we hope that you have been enjoying the program all this week. Monday, we will be coming on. We'll be taping for our YouTube program where you can see me live and in living color. And we're also going to be going back to the basics, and we hope and pray that you go back and look at that broadcast where you can be caught up on what we're going to be discussing Monday morning. And again, we'll be coming on Monday evening at 2. We're chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio, and we hope and pray that you tune in for that program. I know I'm forgetting something, my friend. We want to play another song before the lesson. And I hope I haven't played it yet, but we hope you enjoyed, and we hope that if I did, just enjoy it anyway. And here we go. It is well with my soul. My friend, if you wanted to be well with your soul, you need to stay in contact with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it's only through Him that we have salvation. Now, you've not putting it his way and following the example of the apostle as he commands. You're not doing it his way. And of course, if you're not doing it his way, it is not well with your soul. So won't you make it well with your soul and do it his way? All right. For you all who need to go get a copy of God's Word, we're going to let you go get your copy. We're going to say it again. We said it before, but go get your copy of God's Word so that you can read along with Brother Oscar to see where he's coming. He's coming from and what we are talking about. So go get your copy so that you can read and study along with us. We're going to give you some time to do that. And while others are going to get their copy of God's Word, as always, we enjoy coming on at 2 o'clock to bring you portion of God's Word, chatting from God's Word, and we hope that we have been some encouragement to you. We hope that we have helped you with your walk in Jesus Christ. If we have not, if we have been bringing the program in vain, we hope not. We hope that we have been some help to you along this Christian journey. All right, here we go. We are coming from, again, 1 Timothy 2. We're going to study this very exhaustively, and we're not finished with it yet. I might bring it back again Monday. Okay, let me finish read, and then we're going to get off into it in detail, more detail. Here the Apostle Paul is talking to his son in the faith, Timothy. He said, and he said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Christians and the political world. The Christians and the political world. As I said on yesterday, I could have titled it Christianity and the Political World. But as I explained on yesterday, the reason why I did not take that route is because when you're mentioning the word Christianity, the world itself wants to cram every religion under the heaven, under the title Christianity. But when we're mentioning the Christians or Christians, I believe it's more personal. In other words, if we are calling ourselves Christians and the word Christians itself means Christ-like, we're going to be like Christ when we're handling the authority and those that are in charge of this government. I believe many of us, we forget that, don't we, that we need to have the Spirit of Christ. I've seen many today, just because one is a Democrat and another is a Republican, they want to say all sorts of bad things about them. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you are a Christian, that is not the right stance for a Christian to take. In any situation, we should be Christ-like. Even Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. And this letter that he writes to his son Timothy, here he tells us that we should pray, for all men. We should pray for kings and for all the in authority. In other words, we should be praying for our president that he do the right thing, the godly thing, that the things that is of God. But my friend, I'm here to tell you the situation in Washington, D.C. at this point, it is not a godly thing, because by him closing the government, putting many people out of work, or making some work for no pay, is not a Christian thing to do. Now, Brother Oz is not talking about Mr. Trump, but Mr. President, I'm talking directly to you now, and I hope someone, if you're listening to me, allow Mr. Trump to know that he is definitely in the wrong for closing up the government. Mr. President, Brother Oscar is praying for you that you do the right thing. But my friend, if you are a Christian, now let me put it on the other foot, as some may say. But if you are a Christian, regardless of what's going on, what the president may throw at us, we still need to trust that God knows what is best. We end here. Like I said, we're going to come back Monday to discuss this the Christian and the political world because of the political strain that we're in today. All right? Pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the bountiful blessings that you brought our way. Father, we pray for our government. We pray that they open it pretty soon, that all would be happy. We pray for all our listeners. We pray, Father, that they live for Christ and allow their light to shine. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today. From chatting from the Word. We hope all have a grand, grand day.